I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'll be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'll be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made
good
me
morning
this
and
way.
Welcome to Gone Outdoors. Kyle Egree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Egree Outdoors. We're going to be talking fishing, talking hunting, talking just about anything you can do outdoors for the next hour right here on KWSN Sioux Falls, 1230 AM, 98.1 FM, and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo, 104.7 FM. Today's Gone Outdoors is brought to you by Ray's Sport and Marine, your local Lund Boats and Bennington Pontoon dealer in Moorhead. RaysMarineMoorhead.com. Adventure RV, across from the fairgrounds in West Fargo, your number one RV dealer in the FM area. AdventureRVSales.com. Devil's Lake Tourism, Lakeland General Store. No matter the season, Lakeland General Store has what you need. Located just south of Detroit Lakes on Highway 59 in Dunvilla. Ion Ice Fishing, makers of the Ion G2 10-inch ice auger, the lightest 10-inch ice auger ever made. And you know, Scott, this whole ice fishing season, that's been the segue in, is that Ion Ice Fishing sponsorship line, and this weekend will be no different. We last weekend had some fun down at the Snow Bear Tournament. This weekend, as folks are listening to Gone Outdoors, truth be told, we will be in Friendly, Manitoba, if all the stars align and we get up there properly. But we're recording here a day prior, and we're going to get up there and do a little fishing on Big Windy, something we have not done on the ice in 2 years.
Speaking of Big Windy, if the weather forecast holds true, everybody in the listening area experienced some big wind yesterday, as did we up on Big Windy. There's a reason why Big Windy gets its name, because it seems like every time we make a trip up to Lake Winnipeg, the wind is blowing. But we've had a couple of times where it's not blowing too hard. Hopefully, the Mother Nature is at least a little bit nice to us and we can get out on the lake a little bit. It's been a while since we've been up there, and there are very few things in this world that I love doing as far as hobbies, is catching big greenbacks. And you know, a lot of people have asked what is so special about them and special about fishing Lake Winnipeg. But I tell you, at any moment, that next thunk on your line potentially could be a 15-pound walleye or bigger.
Or bigger. It's possible.
Not a lot of places in the world where you can say that. And it's only a short drive north of Fargo. As long as you get across the border, you know, that's with
challenge number one, right?
Trucker blockades and testing and all this other stuff you got to work around. Hopefully this Saturday morning we are up there.
That is that's the hope, that's the intention here. Boy oh boy, you know, Scott, you said it, and the one word that's sticking in my head is thunk. And I don't care if it's a 17 inch greenback or a 27 or a 32. I wouldn't know about a 32, but a 27, you know, it's that thunk and just that pounding of the lure that brings you back time and time again.
Yeah, there's, you know, you can get some finesse bites too, but most of them are not. Most of them, you know, when they hit. And, you know, it's honestly kind of tough going back to fish and perch or sunfish after that, because you're so used to that dunk. You know, it's such a night and day difference. But perch fishing and sunfish fishing and panfish of any type is also a lot of fun. And speaking of that, last weekend we did that. Last Friday, thanks, shout out to Adam from Glacial Lake Snow Bear for loaning us a snow bear for the day so that we could participate in his snow bear derby. There were 40 snow bears out on Big Stone. our first time ice fishing out on Big Stone, and we fished in a perch tournament, and man, that was a lot of fun.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was the first time in a snow bear. I mean, I had been in a snow bear before, but that's the first time I really spent a day out there in that machine fishing. It was the first time I'd ever fished in a perch tournament, which was a whole lot of fun. What a awesome body of water, perfect for this event, but just all around, what a fishery.
Yeah, it certainly is, you know, and we weren't targeting some of the other popular fish in that lake. It's a major big bluegill lake. There's a lot of really big bluegills, 10, 11 inchers, and we didn't target any of them, and we didn't catch any, largely because we weren't targeting them. We were fishing in other areas. But, man, we caught a lot of perch, a lot of really nice perch. It's so much fun. There's nice walleyes in that lake. It's a big lake, 30-ish miles long. And I think we put on probably 20 to 25 miles in the snow bear that day. And I'm glad we did because, man, speaking of wind, like we talked about a few minutes ago, it was really, really windy that day. And I don't think we could have been out there without it. We probably could have been. You could have got out. Set up your pop-up shack and screwed it down to the ice. And you could have been there, but you weren't going to move pretty much once you got there. So yeah. Fishing out of a snow bear in those conditions is very tough to beat.
It's tough to beat. The interstates, the highways were closing down all throughout the region. The wind was howling out of the north. The temperature was dropping. And my biggest worry is that it was too hot in that machine. I mean, I was down to a hoodie. You were wearing a hoodie. And basically, we didn't have any outerwear on as far as coats or bibs or anything like that. And we were perfectly comfortable. There's definitely was a method to Adam's madness with getting us in a snow bear. Because I'm not going to lie, a couple of nights this week, as I've been going to sleep at night, laying in bed, I've been thinking, I wonder if the bank would give me some money for a snow bear. And I haven't quite had the courage to ask yet, you know. But I tell you what, if you've never fished in one, you got to give it a try.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, we only get so many free days. And a lot of the times Mother Nature isn't very nice to us, especially this winter. Man, this winter there's been a lot of that, either snow or wind. And the snow bear really is kind of the great equalizer for that, because you can get out pretty much in any conditions. You get GPS to see where you're driving, you know, as long as you can see right in front of your snow bear, because you don't want to drive in any ice ridges or that kind of thing. But and as far as being comfortable, you're going to be comfortable all day long. So they definitely have their place. They're very popular units. I think as soon as they come off the line, you know, they get sold relatively quickly after that, and for good reason. You know, it's a small production number that they make every year. It's like 30, 40, something like that. And they all get sold, and they're very popular. And after fishing in one for a day, fishing hard, not just driving around, but actually going out and fishing and moving, because we moved, what, 6-7 times or yep. more during the day, during those conditions, to just pack up and move, and it was super easy. It took maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the max, and you were fishing again in your new spot. I'm in love with those things. Super cool.
That was really a key, I think, too. Not that we lit the world on fire having never fished that lake before, but we held our own. We were above the middle of the pack in the final results, and I think that really was attributed to our ability to move, because it wasn't until the fourth spot that we actually started catching some decent fish, and we were able to continue to move and continue that pattern, and it really, really helped. Scott, we've got 30 seconds before we need to break for a commercial here, but I wanted to give our listeners just a quick rundown here. We're going to hear from our Gone Outdoors Living Off the Land expert, Mr. Andy Holt. We're going to get a little preview. We're about a month away from starting to tap those maple trees for syrup season. We're going to talk a little bit about preparation with Andy. We're going to talk to Jason Rylander about something else we did this past weekend, and that was target burbot through the ice. We'll wrap up today talking to Dennis Jensen. He's going to talk about an event coming to Fargo that sounds like it's pretty awesome. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be one you're going to want to listen to and find out about. Folks, stick around. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be right back with more Gone Outdoors. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.